Grief and pain from the suburbs of Denver, Colorado.
While our hearts are broken, our community is not. We will take this experience and use it to strengthen our commitment to each other. We will reclaim our city in the name of goodness, kindness, and compassion.
An emotional mayor of Aurora, Colorado, Steve Hogan, speaking over the weekend. The sound of yesterday's memorial services for the dead. The memorial services will continue this week. James Holmes, the alleged shooter in the case on Friday where 12 people died in a movie theater, will also be arraigned today, or at least there will be a court appearance. And this community all along today and throughout the week will take baby steps away from the horror of the shooting in that movie theater on Friday. Didn't take long for the echoes of another mass shooting to be heard. 13 years ago and only 20 miles away, Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold opened fire on their classmates at Columbine High School in the community of Littleton, killing 15. Members of the Littleton community with direct experience of the Columbine tragedy reached out over the weekend to assist with grieving and counseling. And here to talk about that is Dave Cullen, author of the book Columbine. Joining us on the line from Littleton, Colorado, is Connie Sanders. Connie lost her stepdad in the Columbine shooting and is now a forensic therapist. Connie and Dave, I say hello to you, but you need no introduction to each other. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes.
So, Connie, describe this reach out that took place. We heard reports that people in Littleton were very much helping their comrades and fellow citizens in Aurora.
Absolutely. There was a lot of support offered. We've been down this road, and we hope that they find as much healing as we have through the community.
What went through your mind when the first headlines broke, Connie, on Friday morning?
The first thing that went through my mind was the families and the road that the journey that they've now begun as a family of 12 bound together by tragedy, and how different their world will be from here on.
Dave Cullen, how does an event like this brand indelibly a community that needs to move on but will also carry this identity with it for decades, if not forever? Dave?
Yeah, that's really interesting. It sort of depends on the community. With Columbine, with the kids, I spent most of the time with the kids, and for them, the name that stuck mainly was the high school's name. So when they would go to college, most of them, when they were asked, you know, the first day, the dorm, wherever, where are you from, they would say Colorado because they didn't want to be identified that way. They didn't want that to be the first thing people knew
about them.
And so they would sort of try to delay it. And even now they say, usually, you know, when people ask where they're from, they say Denver or Colorado, and they don't say Littleton. Because they don't want to be branded with it. They just want to be a normal person. And Patrick Ireland, who went out the window, who's the boy in the window, he really talked eloquently several times about, this is something that happened to me, but it doesn't define my life. It's not the sum of what has gone on. I'm so many other things.
In the early going, the media pays a lot of attention to the shooter and to the causes and the sort of biographical background which may have led to this point. In your reporting of Columbine and Littleton, how important was that in the end of thinking about Klebold and Harris?
You mean of understanding why they did it?
Right.
It was very important for the victims, and I think, unfortunately, we did a really terrible job of it in the early days, and we really got it wrong. After my book came out, I had several of the people say that it helped to know what the truth was. I don't, Connie, I don't know if you had a chance to read it or if you want to go down that road. I know Angie, your stepsister, she emailed me and she said she didn't read it for more than a year, even though her attorney kept saying, you need to read this. And she said, I'm not ready. And that's important to know when you're ready. And when she finally did, she said, you know, to help to know some of the details and get what the heck they were doing. Because I think a lot of families were very frustrated that there wasn't any that made sense.
It's a good question for Connie. Yeah. When do you move forward, and how much do you look back at the details, and what advice do you have to the people in Aurora, Connie?
Well, first of all, it's a different journey for each person, and I have read the book, and believe it or not, I learned some things about my dad that I didn't already know. I thought it was one of the best accounts of what happened. And once I was ready to read it, it provided a little bit of healing for me, just knowing the details that I had tried so hard to ignore for so long. My advice to the people that are currently going through this is to turn off the TV and spend some time with your family, and don't immerse yourself into all of the information available until you're ready.
You know, Connie, Columbine High School, I covered that story. I was out there in the days afterwards, and it was such a communal quality to the high school itself, because this took place in a high school. Everyone had a kind of a connection, or acquired a connection, just by virtue of the fact that they were a student there. You can't have that same kind of family feeling about just happening to have been in a movie theater. How do you think that changes this event?
Unfortunately, I think there will be less support as far as the families as a whole and how they can get support from each other, because they don't have that tie. I really think that for us, it was easy to get that communal support. And I'm hoping that these families find support in each other on how they can start going down this journey with each other.
You know,
tragically.
You mentioned Dave Cullen. We're talking with Connie Sanders, who lost her stepdad in the Columbine shooting 13 years ago. She's a forensic therapist today. Before we go, Dave Cullen, you mentioned a moment ago that we got a lot wrong in the early reporting about Klebold and Harris and the entire Littleton affair. What should we be worried about in this instance here?
Oh, you know, about the reporting?
In terms of the reporting, what are we likely to get wrong about James Holmes, for instance?
Oh, we're likely to misdiagnose him by doing it way too soon, before we have scraps of information. And we're also likely to go down the road of this imaginary profile, which doesn't exist, thinking that he's a loner, he's an outcast, all these particular things. That is not a profile of the killers. There is no such profile. So when you hear those kinds of phrases, be a little skeptical. And we heard that the first day that he was a loner, and now we've heard more reports that he's not. So that was more likely people who didn't know him well having that script in their head and repeating
Interesting.
It.
Interesting. Connie Sanders, thanks so much. Dave Cullen, thanks so much. Connie is a forensic therapist whose stepdad was killed 13 years ago in the Columbine shootings in Littleton, Colorado. And Dave Cullen is the author of the book Columbine. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Connie.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.